With today's For Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Washington State Democrats passed Senate Bill 5438 recently that would allow the State Employment Security Department to tax farmers that hire foreign guest workers, above and beyond the fees they already pay to the federal government for the federal program. During comments before the vote, Senator John McCoy of the 38th District that runs from Everett to Marysville broke news many farmers in this state would be shocked to hear.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm afraid we have some mixing of terms here, and I think we need to straighten it out. Number one, the ag producers in this state do not pay any taxes, none whatsoever. Now, they do pay some fees, I give you that, but they are not being double taxed. Thank you.
Senator Mark Schessler of the 9th District in southeastern Washington and a fifth-generation wheat farmer was quick to respond.
Thank you, Mr. President. Currently, I guess the non-farmer knows more than I do, but every farmer pays sales tax on their equipment. They pay personal property taxes. They pay school bonds. They pay school levies, state property taxes, local utility taxes, labor and industries, unemployment insurance, and even more that I haven't thought of. So certainly there is a tax burden. Why are we trying to increase it?
Only Democrats voted in favor of the bill that passed on a 26-21 vote. The bill now moves to the House.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.